Okay, we're picking up six lines from the top of Chaf Aleph Amud Aleph. We're in the middle of a kasha, so just go back for a second. We had a machlokas between Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Lazar. One of them held that if a Kohen Gadol has bia with an almana who's usher to be with him, so then what if his brother who was the Kohen was married to multiple wives? So the other tzara, the other wife of this lady, is she pater from doing chalitza? So one says yes, and one says no. So we said that l'chora from the almana minisuin, everybody agrees that it's not going to be poter because we have in asedoch elos aseve. I say the machshavah is, but what about mina erison? One's going to hold that we say asedoch elos ase, so you're poter from the tzara is now poter, and the other one's going to hold that it's not poter because there's esher b'chalitza. There's another way to do it, and that's not called doing the mitzvah. So Gemara asks Macy of Akasha, and if you're going to assume that this is not called ase ase v'dochelos ase, the Raisa says explicitly, but in Balu Kana, we say explicitly that if you have a bia that is considered a valid act of yibum under the halacha midar Raisa, and therefore it's clearly going to pater it. So isn't that lechora basically a knockout? So Gemara answers yes, and Chanamni Tiyupta. This is a rejection of the shita that holds that having bia would not patra the tzara. We can clearly come at lamaskana that it does. So Gemara says limits have to do with the Rish Lakish. Maybe this is also a kasha on Rish Lakish because the brisa seems to indicate that yibum would override the iser of the almana to a kohen gadol mina erusin. And that option, according to Rish Lakish, is that you should only be doing chalitza because there is no mitzvah where there is an alternative. So it says, "Gornei Amar Rish Lakish Kimina Ana." When do I say that we say mitzvahs ese doche lo sase? And when does it not apply? Hecha de mekayim mitzvah where there is a positive mitzvah is fulfilled, and that you could do that other option. Aval hacha, but here we're doing chalitza. So the Gemara now comes on to numaskana chalitza b'malkam yibum lav mitzvahi. That doing chalitza instead of yibum. So we see clearly the Gemara learns out in Bechoros that when a person dies childless, the main mitzvah, everyone agrees that the main mitzvah, we're going to get this later, the main mitzvah is to do yibum. The shaila is, when you don't do yibum, doing chalitza. Now for other cheshbonos right in the Gemara, that if they don't have lishma, then it's ki'ilu, it's mamish, like it's like a bias nus. So we don't do it, but that's the whole shaila, even adayom, between Shulchan Aruch and Ramah. But be'etzem, this is something which everyone agrees on a level of Doraisa is more like Chachila, so therefore, Rish Lakish would agree that therefore there would be a mitzvah Doraisa. So basically, we have just to summarize now, we have different halachas into basically, we have arayos, where there's an Isser Kares, we assume that there is no mitzvah whatsoever to do yibum, and there also all of the tzaros are going to be pater. Then we have a woman is usher with a mitzvah's essay and los essay, like an almana from the suin. Then also, we would assume that this is also patra from yibum, since we can't exclude it. However, she does require chalitza. That was the drasha we had based on Rav, that yavama yavaleah, and then yavava shara. We learned it from there that would be the din that there is shaychus, there is a zika to make them chayav in chalitza. And then if you have a woman that's an eser lav, really midareisa, we would say eser dechalos. I say this like zera derabanan, that lest to be a shnia, that would not allow it. So that's what we come out now with the answer for the different categories for the dinim over here. Now the Gemara continues, and we learned about chav, we said that there is shnias larayos. So the Gemara now is going to discuss what's in the category of shnias larayos. Amar Rava. Remez l'shinus minatora minayin. Where do I know? And from that, where can I have an illusion? Obviously, if it's not deraisa, because it's only midarabanan. So, where is the illusion? Where can we find an illusion to this in the Torah? Says the Gemara, Shenemar, ki eskola tevois ha'el asu anshei ha'aretz. So that all the people of the land, you know, the people in Eretz Yisrael, that's what the people who lived before you, that you're coming to conquer, we're going to Eretz Yisrael, they have done all of these abominations. Ha'el, kashas, lashon of these, lashon of ha'el, is considered a lashon which is kashas. We have a drasha. Usually ha'el is played with ha'ela, with a hey. Here we don't have the hey. So we have a drasha, michlal, the ikarabos. On occasion there are some things which aren't as kashos, things that are implied over here that's missing, that aren't listed over here, which are the michlal, the ikarakos, things that are considered lower level abominations, toevas and things that are done. And those are also asr. They must be shnias haraya. So that's all shailavi. That sounds like a full-fledged drasha. Why are we assuming it's only Darbana? That's a big question. Where do I know anyway that Lashon of Ael, these, is Lashon that's very strong and something which is very like grave. That the Nebuchadnezzar took away the land, and it says Elei Haaretz. So what was Elei Haaretz? That's a reference to people who are very strong. So Gemara says, "Lema b'gidei Rabbi Levi." Should we assume that this lashon of ha'el being lashon kasha is disputing Rabbi Levi? That the punishment for having midos is lashon of measurement, literally, it means having false measurements, right? That is more severe than the punishment for having arayos, having relations with somebody's usher to you. Here it says in reference to these, it says that these toevos, these abominations, says ela these, which is a lashon which is not as strong as opposed to zenemar ela. It says with regards to the false measures, it says Eila. The pasuk says, "Ki tova Hashem lagat kolosa Eila kolosa Avel." Anybody who does this, anybody who does acts corruptly, and is spelled Eila in its complete form, and this is more chamer. So Rabbi Levi is saying that clearly having false measurements is worse than the isra of Arayos. So Arayos must mean not be as chamer. So Gemara says, "El kasha." No, Rabbi Levi agrees that El sometimes is something which is very chamer, very significant punishment, very strong. However, Eila kasha me'el. Eila is even worse than that. So Rabbi Levi is just taking the drasha even further of Rava, saying that doing that is so disgusting, so terrible, having not measuring things properly and not being honest is a very terrible and grave avira. So the Gemara says, Gabi Arayos, Nami Aksiv Eila, but with regards to Arayos, we also have the Pasuk which says, Eila. The Pasuk says, Ki chol asher yasem mikol tavos ha'eila v'nechasum emeh, right? Rashi quotes that whole Pasuk. So that, l'chora, is Eila, we're in with the hay. So the Gemara says, El miute midois mikavis. The word Eila comes to exclude so the false measurements and the punishment of Kares. One might think that the sin of false measurements also is Toeva. I would have thought maybe it's also Shayach to be something which is Shayach to Kares. And we know that Arayos are punishable by Kares. The teacher know that only, it's gonna be Pater from Kares. So therefore, it's even though it's weaker Ayal, it's still something which is not gonna be punished by Kares. The word says Eila. If they're not punished by Kares, so then my Chumrayos, so then what? Ella, sorry, not Ella. Ella, my Chumrayos. Like, I'm asking, what exactly is the Kasha over here? If the punishment of an Erva is an Isra Kares, yet you told me the measurements are more Chumar, how is it more Chumar? What is more grave about it? What's more, what context makes it stronger and more of a Chumar Isra? So Gemara says, because Hamne Efshar B'tshuva, that even for the Avera of doing Arayos, for all of them, as long as you didn't produce a mamzer, that's what the Gemara says, that there would be there's nothing to undo what you did. You've created a mamzer yourself. There's no way to undo that. So that but every other Isra Lav in the Torah, there is the option to do tshuva. Ane lo efshar b'tshuva. However, having false measurements is not possible to tshuva. Why not? So that's based on the Gemara Bava Kama and Bava Metzia, that if a person has false measurements, you don't know all your clients, so you can't possibly give back all the money that you had stolen. So the Gemara recommends there that a person should do things like building Boro Shichen and things like that, things that would help the public, but still, that is not a full-fledged tshuva. That's not going to be attaining your full-fledged kapara for what you had done. You see how chamor it is to steal from people and how important it is to be honest in business. And that Michal Lava Tashmeh, and obviously, if this is so chamor, how grave is the punishment, then we could think that we know that we just learned last week's Parsha, how Rashi quotes this Drasha, that how chamor, how much better, and a mitzvah is 500 times better because Nosin Chesel Alafim, and he gets for 2,000 generations, he punishes for 5 generations, we see that it's 500 times, 4 generations, so it's 500 times better a mitzvah. So if we think about how amazing it is when we're honest in business, when we treat people in fair and clear ways, that's something which obviously is a very big deal. So Mernah says, Rav Yehuda, now another source for Shnios L'Rayas, Rav Yehuda Amar Me'acha, V'izin B'chikir Tikein Mashlim Harbe. Koheles writes about himself, as Shlomo Melech is writing, besides being wise, Shlomo also taught, literally, he Izin is a lesson of like handles, and also he also taught out many different parables, things like that. So the Gemara over here, in the Warren Ervin, actually quotes over here, the Warren Ervin says that he taught people Torah and the trup and how to explain it with analogies to teach the Torah. That's literally what the pasuk is telling us. But we could learn an additional level of interpretation. Again, this is in Koheles before Shlomo came, the Torah was like a basket without any handles. He made handles for the Torah because handles is a way to be able to hold on to it. The Torah was this great, amazing kli, but we didn't have a way to hold on to it. Shlomo Melech made a lot of tikkunim. He made a Takanas Derabanan. He was the first one to really institute a lot of the Takanas Derabanan. I mean, we have before him. But with Takanas Moshe for certain things, that's a whole shaila. Potentially laning Kriyas Torah might be a Takanas Moshe. So that's not necessarily a tokef of a level d'oraisa, but we see there are takanas existed very early on. But he, out of all of them, he had an Erevin, and he had instituted different halachas, Shnios Larayos. He was also involved with that. So it was Shlomo Melech who did it according to this mandama. So as the Gemara, another source, Rav Hoshe Amar Mehacha, Par Eil Al Tavor Bo Setei Me'elav Ve'avor. The pasuk over here in Mishlei, the pasuk says that you should literally, it tells you what the Torah says is usher, you should expand upon that, don't violate it, and move away from it. So we're learning from over here that also, and this is the lesson of moving away, that the Rabbanan are telling you to move further away from the Averas, and by preventing them. So again, by making the whole thing was explained, Shnios L'Rayas. Shnios L'Rayas are an extension. There's only Erva, let's say we're going to see what the examples are in a moment, but like, for example, adding the grandmother and things like that to the Isra D'Raisa, that would be a Shnios L'Rayas to prevent you from doing an Isra D'Raisa. So the Gemara, Amar Avashi, Mashal Amar Rabbi Yosha, Malamar, that's an analogy. We can give a good analogy to this. It's comparable to Adam Meshamer part of someone who's guarding an orchard. Meshamer Mechotz Kula Meshamer. So if he's guarding from outside, then all of it's going to be guarded. Meshamer Bifnim Ever, so then he's guarding on the outside the fence, then nobody's able to come in. He's guarding properly. However, he's guarding it from inside the house, Shalafana Meshamer, Shalachavina Meshamer. Only in the house he's going to be able to guard, but the whole fence, everything around him, all the parties, the whole thing is going to be ruined. So that's similar with the Torah, that if you're only guarding, only keeping the Daraisas, then the whole outside is going to be moving secondary rayos, is going to lead you to be coming in. So the Gemara says that's not even a strong enough mashal. What Rav Ashi said is a mistake. There in the analogy, the watchman's still guarding the area, he's inside the house, he's still guarding what's before him. That the whole house is going to be robbed. So it's not really good mashal because I'm standing by the door of the inside of the house, so then I'm not really guarding, then I am somewhat guarding the house. The whole point that we're trying to say is that the house is actually going to be robbed if you're not, that would be the better mashal. The house itself is going to be robbed. It's like you're not even, like you're in the basement, let's say. If you're underneath, so that you don't even, can't even tell what's going on in the house, that would be a good mashal. But if you're mamish in the house, then it's not going to mean that you're going to be able to rob the house. If you're robbing, the mashal for robbing the house is that you're going to come to violate mamish nisr d'oraisa. Now the Gemara is a fourth source of God, Amar Mehacham, Hushmarta Mishmar Shmarti. It's interesting, this seems to be most authority of the pasuk, that the Torah says you should safeguard my halachas, my commandments. Also Mishmar Shmarti, make a safeguard around my dinim, and therefore we make the Isser of Shnios L'Arayos to safeguard the Isser D'Arayosa of the Arayos. Amrle Abaya the Rav Yosef, Baisa the Rav Yosef, Ha D'Arayosa, but what do you mean? Make a Shnios, that would be, that implies that it's actual a mitzvah D'Arayosa, not necessarily just from the psukim of D'Arabanan rather. So where says you're right, D'Arayosa Parshur Rabbanan. It's D'Arayosa, but the Rabbanan interpreted telling you what is in the category of Shnios L'Arayos. So where says, what do you mean? That's Kol HaTorah Kol HaNami Parshur Rabbanan. If you're going to explain like that, then why are you calling it Dinder Rabbanan? Everything is based on Torah Shabbal Peh and different drushas of the Shloshes and Midos, Torah and Drushas Behem, which teach us Dinim on a level of D'Arayosa, right? Kicha Kicha Mr. Ephron. That's famous, unless you maybe hold like this Rebbe. But everybody, like all these halachas we learn is drushas D'Arayosas. So the Gemara says, you're right. Ela midrabanan, rather Shnios L'Arayos are darabanan. Ukras mach to be alma. The pasuk over here is only a support for the din d'Arayosa, for the din darabanan of being making a din of Shnios L'Arayos. But in Achanami, we're basically saying that's correct. It's not really a full fledged tokef of din d'Arayosa. Says the Gemara Vayta, turn rabanan, learn d'Arayosa. Mayim Shnios. What are the category of Shnios L'Arayos? So the Gemara says, aim imo ve'aim aviv, the mother of one's mother and the mother of one's father. Meaning, having relations only with one's mother is the Isser D'Arayosa. So the Rabbanan went further than that, and they said that one's mother's mother was able to, we made that gzera to distance itself from one's mother herself, and the Rabbanan extended it to one's father's mother, unless you come to get confused with your mother's mother, which will then lead you to get confused with your actual mother. Now, this is only, we have a concept in goes from gzera like gzera. So we're really gonna see based on the Gemara and Amud Beis that this is really chad gzerahi. This is all considered the same category of one iser to lead you to doing, an iser d'oraisa having be with your mother. That's the whole shayla. Whenever something appears to be a gzera like gzera, the Gemara will always come on to Rishonim, always come to that it's chad gzerahi, like famous thing about chicken and having a hecker for chicken and milk on your kitchen and your when you're eating. So having chicken and milk the way we pass the list according to the Tana, we paskin is only derabanan. So then and then making a hecker also like to come to eat is also din derabanan. So why isn't that xero? Xero, we say chad xero, it's come to us, the whole thing, the process is gonna let you come to cook meat and milk. That's all part of the same xero. That's a similar concept over here. Mars says Aishus Avi Avi Aishus Avi Imo, the wife of his father's father and the wife of his mother's father. Here is the only issue is this is the right says having relations with one's father's wife. And so not the son of the mother, obviously. So that's going to be an issur d'oraisa. So the Rabbanan say that that's going to be, so therefore the Rabbanan went further, and they say having bia with a father's wife, in order to prevent him from having bia with the father's wife, it was his stepmother. So that's the Rabbanan added, also one's mother's father's wife, if your mother's father's wife, also to distance himself from the father's wife. Also again, it's also chadak zira in this case as well. The eishes achia av min ha'im. Also over here, the Torah is telling it's usher to have with the wife of one's father's brother. That's an iser d'oraisa. Sorry, again, the iser d'oraisa is to have bia with the wife of one's father's brother, so that your uncle through your father. And we're learning that that's only specifically of your paternal brother, that they have the common father. So that midaraisa, you're allowed to marry the former wife of your father on your maternal side. Yeah, and so however the Rabbanan made an iser d'rabbanan, saying that that's all types of uncles are going to be an iser d'oraisa to marry their wives. Also, to the wife of the mother's brother, so that also the wife of one's mother's brother, either on the mother's side or father's side, is an iser d'oraisa, the one of one's mother's brother. However, the Rabbanan said that the wife of the mother's brother, because the relationship is similar to the Rabban, right? The wife's on the mother's side of the paternal brother. That's why the kalas b'no, the kalas b'tai, and also with regards to the daughter-in-law, and daughter-in-law's daughter-in-law. The Gemara is going to discuss what exactly this case is. That the Gemara is going to get into this also. So the Gemara says, "Mutar adam be'eshes chaviv." A person is permitted to have get married with his father-in-law's wife. Obviously, this is not talking about his mother-in-law. That'd be an iser d'oraisa. That's an erva. As your father-in-law's wife, who's not your mother-in-law, uve eshes chogro, and the wife of his wife's son, right? So meaning his wife's son from another marriage who died or divorced his wife, that you'd be allowed to marry them. Ve'aser bevas chogro, he is aser to enter into marriage with the daughter of his wife's son. The Gemara is going to discuss why this case is going to be shnius araya, seems to be an iser d'oraisa. Ve'chogro mutar b'ishto uvitay, and one's wife. Wife's son is permitted to have to get married with a stepfather of his wife and his daughter from another marriage. Ve'eshes chogro omerslo, the wife of his former wife says to him, "Ani mutarslach avita surlach, that I am permitted myself, my daughter's permitted to you." The Gemara is going to explain the amkus of the statement in the hemshech. Bas chogro d'oraisa. The Gemara asked originally the daughter of one's wife. That's an iser d'oraisa d'chsev. Es bas binav, es bas bita. You should not take one's wife's son's daughter or her daughter's daughter. So why is the Braisa tell you that that's shnias l'raya? It's immediately first kasha. We just mentioned we're going to ask that. Gemara says mishum to kabaya the misne sefer, because the Tana wants to mention in the second part of the Braisa, eishes chorgo amarlaslo, the wife's son, meaning the mother of her own son's daughter, that is going to say ani mutar slach viti asura lach. I am permitted to you, and my daughter is forbidden to you. Even though my daughter's asked me d'oraisa, but by me there's not even a gzera d'rabbanan, because that's going to be much of us to get married. Tana reisha nami. So then the Mishnah has to mention the first case of bas chogro, that the iser d'oraisa of this is the case of the daughter of one's wife's son, which is einachanam in iser d'oraisa. So Gemara says yachi, if that's what we're teaching you in the chiddush of the Mishnah, eishes or braisa eishes chamiv nami tema ani mutaris lach aviti asur lach. Why can't also in the case of the one's father-in-law's wife, in the example of one's father-in-law's wife that we said it's permitted to her husband's son-in-law, that case also she could say, I'm permitted to you, even with the Rabbanan. However, my daughter is Isser Dereisa, Da'avda Achos Ishto, because she is the sister of the son-in-law's wife. So that would be something which is going to be Usher to you. So Gemara says, Hapsikale, the case of one's wife's daughter was clear for the Tana, so therefore he taught it. It's an easier case, permanently usher to her stepfather. However, here, Halo Paskile, the case of the daughter of one's wife's father-in-law is not clear, because that case can be an example, which is, she could have a case where there's a heter. If she's not usher to him, she becomes permitted if her sister dies. So therefore, it's something which is, right, but only Bechayev. The chayav of the sister, so therefore we didn't teach that halacha. Amar Rav says arba nashim yeshla and hefsek. Four people mentioned amongst the shinas arayas have a hefsek, meaning that we don't continue the iser and go weiter. In the case of the shinas arayas, the Gemara is going to mention how this works. But if the rabbanan say like aim emo, the mother's mother, on account of the fact that we're afraid you're going to have bia with your mother, so that shinas arayas, the mother's mother is going to keep going on. mother's mother's mother, ad sof kol doros, that's always going to be usher. However, four cases are not going to, they're going to stop at the isra and not go any further. So Gemara now says, Nakit Rav bidedit fla. Rav had a masura for three of the four of them. He had a masura for what they were, which ones are limited. And then he didn't know the fourth case. So what were they? So then Eishes Achi Ha'im Mina'av, Veishes Achi Ha'av Mina'im, Vekaloso. So these are the three that Rav knew clearly should be the case, that in the case of the wife of the mother's, with the mother's brother, so that case, she's only considered as Ashnias Arayos, the wife of the mother's mother, the paternal brother is going to be Mutter. That's what Rashi points out. Veishes Achi Ha'av Mina'av, in that case, she only is considered a Ashnias Arayos, the father's maternal brother is going to be Mutter. They're Banu or Mekel in these two cases because, the next generations of these ants, there's no inkling of an Isra Daraisa. However, in the case of the Aim Emo and the can continue Viter, that's all based on the Isra Daraisa of one's mother, and therefore we are going to be Machmir. The same thing is going to be Aishas Avi Aviv, and then is going to also make sense in that case. Now the Gemara says, the Chaloso, also the case of a daughter-in-law. A daughter-in-law is an Isra Daraisa, and therefore the Gemara is going to mention that's why that's even mentioned in the Sinas Arayas. So, but that's going to keep on going. Rav holds that the Din Darabanan would not extend to the daughter's daughter's daughter-in-law. Or right there, since there's no daughter, there's no daughter-in-law that you're going to be us. That's in the case of one's daughter, right? In the case where you're married, it's your daughter, and married to her, your son-in-law, then her daughter, that is going to be not going to be part of the gzera because you're never going to come. The daughter is a different iser. So therefore, you can't say that about the son-in-law's daughter because that might come to marry the one's own daughter-in-law. That would be the problem over here. It's different because it's fundamentally your daughter. It's a different case. So the Gemara says, Ziri Mosif Af Eishes Avi Imo. Ziri wants to extend the Shnias L'Rayos, where it's posik is one's mother's father's wife. In that case, we were permitted to marry his mother's father's wife. The next generation would be Mutter. Says the Gemara, Amar of Nachmar Yitzhak Samayach, wait to remember this, and I'm not to remember it, is the Eloi de Rav. Meaning Ziri is going to be further, is going to go above the generation of Rav. The Ziri says, Eishes Achi Ha'im, the mother's brother's wife, while Ziri added Eishes Avi Imo, so therefore, the Ziri's case is going to be in mother's, the connection with the mother's father, so therefore that's the case of Shnias Arayos, is going above the generation of Rav. That's what we're saying over here. So Gemara says, Rav, my time Elocha Shiblei, why does Taka Rav not mention the case of the fourth case of Shnias Arayos? So the Gemara says, because Michla Velei Be'eshes Avi Avi, because it could be confused with the case of one's father's wife, in which case Rav held that if we're lenient in the case of Eishes Avi Avi, but Ziri wanted to Taina, and we said that it's not going to be Usher, people are going to get confused with the case of one's father's wife, and that would also, that would not be the case, because that case, the father's wife is an Isra Daraisa of an Erva, and that would extend to all generations. That's all Kiddush over here that we keep going up and up and up as part of the same Zira. So that's the problem with Rav. So what's Ziri going to respond? Ziri la'asam shchiach vazel. Ziri holds that a person goes to his father's house often. La'afal lo shchiach vazel. A person doesn't go to his mother's house often. So therefore, it's going to be obvious to him which relatives on his father's side are going to be usher to him as opposed to his mother's side. Therefore, there's no reason to be concerned that he's going to mistakenly assume that his father's wife is going to eventually lead to his father's wife being permitted. And therefore, it's going to be not, there's no, there would be no reason to extend the gzira as Rav wanted to time. Kalasai. Now the case of his daughter-in-law turning on to Chaval from a base now. The Gemara asks, Kalaso is Doraisi. Receive Arvaz Kalasal Osigala. You should not open the nakedness of your daughter-in-law. Do not uncover. So why does Rav tell you that case is Shnias Larayos? Amos Kalas Beno. No, Rav actually meant one's son's daughter-in-law. That case is going to be Shnias Larayos. The Kalas Beno Yeshla Hesig. And so the Gemara asks though that is it really true that one's son's daughter-in-law would stop and they're not qualified to continue? Va'atanya, do we learn explicitly in the Braisa? Kalas or Erva, that one's daughter-in-law is an Isra Daraisa in Erva. Kalas, Bino, Shnia, and one's daughter-in-law, one's son's daughter-in-law is going to be a Shnia Slarayos. Similarly, you say the same thing about, his son and his son's wife. So that means the grandson-in-law and the great-grandson-in-law. Those cases, ad sof kol doros, until the end of all generations, the Braisa is telling us that the Shnias Arayos, the son's daughter-in-law, extends through ad sof kol doros. How could Rav tell you that there is a hefsik over here, that it stops? It doesn't stop, says the Gemara. So the Gemara says, Ela emas kalas bitay. Rather, the case that Rav was referring to was one's daughter's daughter-in-law. That case, Rav holds that din d'rabbanan would not extend. Damar of Chista Hamili Megavar Rabba Shmili. I once heard from a great person. Umana Rav Ami was Rav Ami. He told me the Chiddush Loasu Kala Elabnei Kala. They said that the daughter-in-law is only also because of the daughter-in-law. So what's daughter-in-law is over here? It's not specified. So Gemara says Amrali Chaldai that Amar Chaldai. And the astrologers had told me that the astrologers had told me that's a big shiloh over here. What do you mean? We have an Isser Dereisa of Nichush and all those things that seem to be applicable. So we see over here in Lechora, a raya from the Gemara, that maybe using astrology is not the same. The Gemara says, I think, Beferish, it's in the Halachos of Arzara, that using astrology and hearing what astrology has to say may not be this Isser Dereisa of Nichush. That's a whole big shiloh. I'm not asking right now at all, but that's a big question how astrology plays in. Either way, so Melfana Havia, so you're going to be a teacher. Amina, so I said to myself, Igavar Abba, when he meant by being a teacher, then I'm going to be great, a big Talmud Chacham, be the Gadol Dor, so then I'm going to explain Rav Ami by myself. I don't need to go to the Beis Midrash to learn it from other people. However, Imikra Dedarki Avina, and if they meant that I'm just going to be a Cheder Rebbe, Ashinel Merabban and Dazel Vekanishta. I'm going to ask the Rabbanan to come to the Beis Midrash because I'm not going to be as great. So, Ashas Varas Medaiti. Now it turns out that apparently I see that the first application is applying to me, and I'm going to be the Gadol Dor. So we learn that they said one's daughter-in-law is only usher because of one's daughter-in-law. Since a man is usher midaraisa to marry his daughter-in-law, the Rabbanan extended that to his son's daughter-in-law. To hold the Shnei Sarayas, the Rabbanan also says that one's daughter's daughter-in-law is also going to be usher. So that's what we're learning over here in this case. And that would be the din. So the Gemara now says, "Amar le Abaye le Rava Asbir Lach." So should I explain to you what's the daughter-in-law? The daughter. The Gemara says, "Gagon Kalas Deve Bartzisa." This applies to the daughters of Bartzisa's. Bartzisa, they had both a son-in-law's daughter-in-law and they had a daughter's daughter-in-law. In that situation, it's possible to confuse the one who's already usher on account of the one's own daughter-in-law with the one who's the Rabbanan say that it's usher later. So the Gemara says that's an example. Rav Papa Amar Kagon Kalas Deve Rav Papa Bar Abba. If the daughters and daughter-in-laws of Rav Papa Bar Abba is also this case that is similar to the first one. Each one that the wife's son-in-law's daughter and the daughter's daughter-in-law, that case is going to be similar. So each one wanted to explain it with a family case that you should figure out what's going on. Rav Ashi Amar Kigon Kalasa Dever Mari Bar Isik. Example case would be the daughter-in-law of Mari Bar Isik's Mishpacha. So now the Gemara says Ibailu. So we learned before that the wife of one's mother's paternal brother is going to be Shnei Asar Raya. So Gemara goes back to this. Abaylu, Eishas Achayim Min Aim. So the case of one's wife's mother's paternal brother. So Ma, what is be the lacha? Is she also going to Shnei Asar Raya? Eishas Achayim Min Aim. So we say that with regard to the wife of the father's maternal brother, Eishas Achayim Min Av, and the wife of the mother's paternal brother, then the Ika Tzad Av, their case, they have, each one has an aspect of the father in their relationship. In the first case, the Isser is because it was the wife's of the father's brother. In the second case, she was the wife of the mother's brother. They have a common father, so I understand that. Who did Gazer Banan? Only in that case, there's going to be a Gzera Derabanan. Does that act, the concept that you have the father, is both similar to the wife of the father's paternal brother, which are going to be Isser Deraisa. So that would make sense. So however, the Gazer Banan, Aval, Hecha Deleka Tzarav, in the case where the woman is in question, is the wife of the mother's of the mother's maternal brother. So then, look, maybe there's no reason to make a Shnei Asar Raya. So Dilma Shloshna, maybe they're going to make a Gzera. So says the Gemara, Amar Rav Safra, Yigufa Gzera, the Isser against marrying the wife of the mother's paternal brother is also Gzera Rabbanan. And now you're going to ask, Agamekka, Gzera, Gzera. Now we're going to go and go further than that and say that the wife of the mother's maternal brother also is going to be Usser. That's a Shnei Asar, that's a Gzera, Gzera. We have a concept you can't make Gzera, Gzera. Rashi and Beitza learns it out from the actual puzzle that we just quoted before. Tasu Mishmeres L'Mishmarti, that you can only do a Mishmeres L'Mishmarti and you can't make a two Mishmaros L'Mishmarti. That's what from that Gzera we learn you're not in goes in Gzera L'Gzera. Says the Gemara, Amar Rava, Tukulu Lav Gzera Shnei Asar Raya, but how are you going to explain? Are not all the Shnei Asar Raya's example of Gzera L'Gzera? Imo Erva, Eim Imo Shnei, that the mother's mother is a Shnei Asar Raya. So Gazer also, Al Eim Aviv Mishum Eim Imo, the Rabbanah also made a Gzera on his father's mother, on the fact that of his mother's mother, which on account of him. So that's a Gzera L'Gzera. But time I said, what's the reason to be Mekel? Because Kulut Ve'im Arab Sikarai, that's all part of the same Gzera, they're all part of the grandmother. So therefore, we don't know which side of the grandmother is, and the whole part of a grandmother is, let's come get confused with their mother. So that's why we say all of them are considered Shnei. So the Gemara gives another example. Eishes Aviv Erva. The wife of one's father is an Isser Dereisa of an Erva. Eishes Aviv is Shnia. The wife of the father's father is Shnia Sarayas. The Gazru al Eishes Aviv Imam Mishum Eishes Aviv Aviv. The Rabbanan made a Gzera on the wife's of his mother's father based on the Gzera of his father's father. Even though there is no Isser Dereisa with regards to one's mother's right, the one's mother's father's wife, as Rashi says, mother, that would be, that would not be that big deal. But time of my, so what's the reason for that? Kulo tevei abba rabba karla, because all them are gonna consider grandfather's wife, that's all part of the same xera, similar to what we had before. Now the Gemara continues, Eishas avi, Eishas avi av min av erva. The case of the wife's father's paternal brother is going to be an Isra derisa of an erva. Eishas achia av minaim shnia. The wife of the father's paternal brother is going to be a shnila arayas. The gazrael eishas achia av minaim mishum eishas achia av minaim. Again, similar thing. We have the gzera of time of mind. The Gemara asks, what's the reasoning for not considering the gzera of gzera? Mishum again kol devei dode kara. All us are because of the same uncle's wife. So now the wife and the mother's maternal brother is likewise called the uncle's wife. Therefore, just as we say that the mother's paternal brother's wife did not violate the din d'rabbanan of two different gzera l'gzera, so too the mother's maternal brother's wife would also not violate this gzera l'gzera. Now the Gemara asks, "My, what's the lacha?" Meaning, going back to the lacha of the father, the din d'rabbanan, do we assume that it going to is also be called of the uncle's wife or not? So that's Gemara Tashma. The ve'asa Rav Yehuda bar Shilai Amar Amri b'Marav. They say in Eretz Yisrael, kol shemenekeva erva. Any case where a female is an esed derais of an erva, b'zachar gazra alishta mashim shniya. The d'rabbanan say that the wife of the male in the same relationship is going to be usher. So the Gemara is going to give examples. Rama Rava, klalahu, that this is a, is this really a general rule? Chamoso erva, case of a mother-in-law, is an issur d'oraisa of an erva. Eishes chamiv mutaris, yet the father-in-law's wife is going to be permitted. Obviously not the one that's your mother-in-law, but the different wife, that would be permitted. So that would be mutar diu. Bas chamoso erva, one's mother-in-law's daughter is an erva. She's your wife's sister. Eishes ben chamoso mutaris, but yet your mother-in-law's son's wife is going to be permitted to you. Bas chamiv erva. Bas chamiv erva. One's father-in-law's daughter is an erva, because she's your wife's sister. Eishas ben chamiv mutaris, yet the father-in-law's son's wife is going to be permitted. Chogarsa erva. One's wife's daughter is an erva. Eishas chogarga mutaris, yet the wife's son's wife is going to be permitted to you. Bas chogar ervas. One's daughter-in-law is an erva. Eishas ben chogarga mutaris, yet the wife of the wife's son is permitted. So the Gemara says, v'hadra rav Yehuda bar Shilas latuy amai. So, given this, all these cases, what does the rule of Rav Yehuda bar Shilas come to include? Lav latuya eishes achia aim and aim. Doesn't that include the wife of the maternal brother, which is usher because we say the culture in the cave of erva, where the female of any degree is an erster deraisa. Bezach gazral ishta mishum shniya. The Rabbanan are going to say that they were going to make a din derabanan of exera because we're assuming that the wife's mother's brother, maternal or maternal, should be usher. So Gemara says, "My shane hane." What's the difference between these other women that the rule is not applied to my shane? Why would we say that the two are going to be different? So therefore, the Gemara has shown before that word should be exeret. So therefore, the Gemara says, "Wait a second." So Gemara says, "Ha, because with regards to the mother's brother's wife, b'chad kedushin mikravla. With one act of kedushin, the nephew becomes related to her. Meaning, only one act of kedushin. When the mother's brother married this woman, that was needed to create the nephew aunt relationship. Then make an exeret. Hane, and when it comes to these other five women, ad ika trei kedushin l'mikravlo. Until the man in question does not come to familiar relations, until there's two different levels of kedushin. Meaning that each of these two cases, you have two different levels of kedushin. In the case of the father-in-law's wife, when Reuven married his own wife, his own wife, a father-in-law was created. That was the first kedushin. There was no father-in-law's wife yet until the father-in-law remarries. So then you have a second level kedushin. That's already going to be too far removed to make a gzera on a level derabanan. So the Gemara says, So we say, now the Gemara points out, Shalach, Shalach, Lay, Rav Masha, Papi, wow, we're over time, but just say that, Yamenu, Rabenu, Eshach, Ya'av, Echaz, Rav, Ma, what's the guy, Alacha, the father, father's brother, and the father's, father's sister, Ma, what's the Alacha? So the Gemara says, Midilamata erva, since the one is below, generation below is an erva, Lamala Namak Zerah, they're also going to say this. Asr, Odima, Lispari Darsa, or maybe we could say this, become remote, it's not necessarily going to be exeret. Gemara says, Tashma, so Gemara says, Odima, Tashma, Mayan Shneas, what exeret Shneas, right? Vloka Chajbu, it's not in the list. So Gemara answers, no, Tana Vashir, that we have a Tana Vashir that we say that we left it out. Maybe it's part of the list. My Shir, the Shir, hi. So when you say with Tana Vashir, you're going to have to assume some of them are left out. This one, and Shir Shneas, Devei Reb Chia, and also the Shneas, Devei Reb Chia, which Be'ez Hashem will get to tomorrow. Amimar Be'ez Hashem in tomorrow's daf.